welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast. What up, jabroniacs? How you doing? I was saying how you doing. That's really funny. I said how you doing like organically because like I actually am Enzo. Like, I just was saying like how you doing, and then I was like, oh wait, that's kayfabe. That's character. I'm going right into it. How you doing? How you doing? Look, we got to. We're gonna dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. It's not what we do. It's all we do. We're gonna get into it. But you know what you gotta do. Give me 5 stars. I deserve it. Come on, we're out here peddling merch product. No, we have no merch. We're just talking about that. No, but come on, give us 5 stars. It's not a big deal. It's one click. Okay, it's one click. It's all I'm asking of you. Anyway, the click. Hey, look. This is an interesting week. Guest of the show, returning guest Alex Newman. What's up?
How about it?
Let's introduce you, but let's get right into it because this is a hot week of cold.
Yeah.
this week in wrestling has been pretty boring.
Yeah, I'll say that. Not to blow you up, but like you had asked me to make a list of like things that had happened in the episodes, and it was in doing that I realized, holy shit. Like nothing happened. It was nothing of consequence.
No, I mean, it was a pretty jabroni of a week. It was a jabroni of a week, and sometimes a week's a jabroni, and that's okay. But when wrestling is like when it has a low week, which by the way is completely okay. Wrestling is
right. Yeah,
because even when it's like bad, I still like, hey, I enjoyed a match. But also like it's on every single week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I still think my theory of why it's kind of boring right now is payback. This payback pay-per-view is just like it's none of it's helping the stories they're setting up.
Yeah.
It's all like leftover WrestleMania, like, you know. So I don't know. I keep thinking it's like a herpes sore. Like that's the analogy. It's messed up. I'm like, let's just get past this thing. Let's let this thing go away and just lay dormant. Like get this thing out of here.
It's a breakout.
Yeah, because payback, like, what could the fallout of payback do? The only thing that interesting that can happen at payback is just a continuation of other stories, right? Like,
right.
Jinder has the belt, like, that if that bleeds in. But the actual matches have no hype. And not only that, they didn't even hype them this week in the shows.
No, it definitely just feels like payback is, like, they booked it before...
They knew they were going to do the shakeup.
Yeah, before the shakeup. And now it's like, well, we got to do it because it's a month, so we have to have a pay-per-view.
It's like, I love a wrestling fan. It's like to us, it's not acceptable for them to not think past WrestleMania, a show that is like the highest production value of any show ever, requires probably all their manpower.
Yeah.
And it's like... we can't give him a break
at all.
Can't give him a break. No, but hey, Vince McMahon said it. This wheel keeps on turning. But the interesting thing is that I'm in this thing where I don't know what I follow like a lot of wrestling stuff. Obviously, we're getting to this point where Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks are getting more attention on my feed than anybody.
Yeah, I've been watching somehow cramming like other promotions into my like content week. And it's the more other shit like Ring of Honor shit I watch or like NJPW, the bigger the like and more obvious the like flaws in the WWE product and like way of doing things becomes to me.
Totally. Look, the Young Bucks, I couldn't be more of a mark for two guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't. These guys, that's just, I don't know how they continually find new fun spots. There's a video I posted on the Facebook Comedians, the Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page, our Facebook group. I was posting this video. I'm sure everyone's seen it, but I posted, if you watch on the Young Bucks, on their vlog or whatever it is, it's, oh shit, what's it called now? Anyway, they have a video, a YouTube
Snapchat,
series. No, they have a YouTube series. I forget what it's called. Oh, it's called Being the Elite.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And Kenny Omega is cutting a promo while wrestling.
Oh, was it him or one of the Young Bucks? Where he has a guy in like the sharpshooter. And he's like talking shit.
It's the same match.
Same match. Okay.
It's the same match. Kenny's in it. Like it's the click. And to the Elite.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we keep track. It's just when they swap out Cole. But like they're just cutting promos.
Yeah.
But the thing that Kenny Omega was doing was so funny is he was dictating every move. Yeah. So he had that amazing quote where he's just like, "Give me your leg, you piece of garbage." And then he caught his leg,
yeah.
And he's just like, "Aha, I got your leg. There's nothing you could possibly do." You know, when they get their leg and then they just do like a big right. kick to the head.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And then he was also he was on the defense a bunch on the mic. Just like, oh, like it's so funny.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine, like WWE, it's like, I don't know how they're not. They're obviously trying to sign these guys. There's no right. question. But I don't know how they're not nervous.
Yeah. Well, isn't it amazing that like the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega can blend like comedy or like do things yeah. that are like ironic in wrestling and it's funny. Whereas in the WWE tries to do anything funny, it's like poison.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the sense that I get from the Elite and the Click
yeah.
is that there's obviously no rules in wrestling, and they're having more fun kind of playing with like how they can be wrestlers, whatever yeah. that is, than rather than like the WWE, like this is what a wrestler is, yeah. this is what we do.
Totally. But like, you know, whatever, this is the most inside shit ever, but they are like the UCB of wrestling. Like they right. are like fringe people who are just like saying fuck you to SNL and like the establishment, the right. WWE. That's like, we're going to script everything for you. No, there's a level of detachment
yep.
of just like, oh, wrestling is stupid.
yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's a cool thing they do. It's like, all right, Anthony Tamadic, let's plug him because he's one of my friends.
Hell yeah.
He's got his show's coming out this week. The President Show.
It looks amazing.
The day this comes out, it's going to air 11:30. And his Trump impression
is perfect. Right?
It's so funny.
Yeah.
But there's a layer of like detachment. There's a layer of like, there's times where he's doing the impression and he bleeds into Anthony Tamadic talking shit about
right.
Donald Trump. And yeah. it's like this weird wormhole of like, wait, oh, are you him now? No, you're right. talking about how you're going to kill everybody.
Right.
That's the thing, like the Bucks and even the whole indie scene, they tap into that where right. they're like, wrestling is fun.
Yeah.
This is fun. That's just like doesn't exist in WWE, mm-hmm. and you're right. When they attempt it, it doesn't work.
Yeah, like Southpaw Regional Wrestling was like the one.
Yeah, was that
exception?
Was, you're right.
But I think Phil, who you had on last time,
yeah.
had told me that they actually hired like outside comedy writers right. to like do it, which makes sense because it's like branded content for KFC.
Right.
But yeah, that was like the one and
only. Who cares
exception.
If it's branded?
Yeah, yeah, it's still hilarious.
Yeah. But I mean, we're hitting a zone where like branded is dope. Like,
yeah.
Like, you watched Get Out?
Yeah.
It was like all Microsoft's shit in Get Out.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, cool. That made that movie, that awesome movie. It gave Jordan Peele more money to make it awesome.
Right.
And we have to suspend our disbelief that anybody uses a Microsoft phone. I can handle that.
Yeah.
It was like ridiculous. His phone. It was like, you're like, what is that phone?
Yeah,
I think I know all the phones. That's yeah. not a phone. But this hits on something really interesting. And this slow week's cool because we can kind of talk about just the state of the product or
sure,
whatever,
yeah.
you know? This weekend I was in Vegas. Ask me if I had a good time.
Did you have a good time?
I had
Vegas?
A great time. Thanks for asking. It was tremendous. One of the great times. But I saw David Copperfield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So like we were like, let's just go see a show. And like I like to like do as the Romans do.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like I'm in Vegas. I want to see like David Copperfield. Even though like I don't give a fuck about David
right,
Copperfield.
Right.
You know, like I'm not like I gotta see his magic. Like right. I love. I'm like no. When you go to Vegas, you see like magic.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Yeah. You go to a buffet. You see a magic show.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like I was looking at like Celine Dion tickets. I was like I don't like Celine Dion that much, but like I just think it's so cool to be. Like, I'm in. You know. There's something yeah. about Vegas. Do as the Romans do. It's exactly what it is. I watch his show and he's doing these incredible magic tricks,
right?
But he's like being funny during it, and like, or like, I mean, trying to be funny,
sure,
you know, he's telling like a lot of really corny jokes, and also forget about this corniness of his jokes. He's not a comedian. It's not his craft.
Right.
But he feels this pressure to be like amusing in a way that I don't want from him.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like he's up there like he had, like here's an example. Like he every once in a while this like random duck would just walk across the stage and it would play that song like Shake Your Tail Feather.
Uh-huh.
Which is like a dated song to begin with, you know? Like burp, 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 and you're like, "Oh, okay." So what I'm saying is that when I go to the top show, like the high budget magic show, I want to see you fully commit to being like a fucking loser, like serious magician.
Yeah.
I want you to be like magic is real.
Right.
And I want like full commitment. That's the problem is when WWE, when you're up there and you're not like, I'm the fucking best.
Yeah.
I'm the greatest. And that's what made CM Punk incredible.
Okay.
He, like, CM Punk, I always point to him as the guy who, like, does this the most. He literally, if you look at what he did, all he did was say, I'm the best, and just believe it.
Right.
Like, he was just, the commitment was just like, I'm that. So that's what I want from wrestling. When wrestling starts trying to, like, get into, like, light comedy, when they get there, it just doesn't feel good.
Right.
But when you're on, like, the indie scene, and it's already a shoddy operation, you can get away with acknowledging that it's shitty.
Right.
That,
right.
Like, the veil's not there.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I feel like there is like it's a good parallel, like because with a magic show, like you're like that should be amazing enough.
Yeah,
like what you're doing is like cool enough to not have to try to like be funny to like win the audience over.
Right.
So with like WWE, they have the grandest stage technically or allegedly would have the best performers.
Right.
And it kind of goes back to something you said about like cool spots. If they just did more cool moves, they wouldn't feel and like the crowd would be more into it. They wouldn't feel the pressure to like make yuck yucks. But I don't know. It's entertainment, so they have to try to
totally. But like I know what you're saying because it's like you could just tap into that. But also like the cruiserweights do it
right,
and they don't get into it.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? Because I think with WWE, it's all about. It's less about the wrestling.
Yeah.
And it's more about the personality. Because a lot of times you're watching it on TV. What makes the indie scene so great is that you're most of the time watching it live.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, you need a just... it's like, when you pepper in funny, it kills so much momentum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so, everybody wants to be a fucking comedian.
Right.
Don't want anybody to be a comedian who's not a comedian.
Right. Well, yeah, me either. They're the worst. People who aren't comedians. And then
yeah.
Yeah. So in your mind, what would be the perfect, like, WWE product? Like, they're just so...
How about this? Braun Strowman is killing it right now,
absolutely.
Right? Top guy right now.
Yeah.
Well, AJ's the top guy, but it's fine. And the Revival are calling themselves the top guys. But top guys get hurt after 1 second.
you know what? I think that they... because it keeps happening where somebody comes up from NXT...
And they get immediately,
injured. Yeah. I think it's... worked. I think that they're giving them this like time off.
Oh, really?
Like, you've just been busting your ass for fucking 3 years in NXT. Have 3 months off.
I can't imagine they would debut him. That would be so silly.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually think it's because they're wrestling with guys who are way bigger than they're used to.
Yeah.
So anyway, like,
Braun Strowman. No,
Braun Strowman is just like full on. Not trying to be funny.
Right.
He's like, I am like a full, straight up fee-fi fo-fum. You know what I mean?
Here's some beans.
That's it. And it's coming off as funny.
Right.
The garbage spot was fucking amazing, but he wasn't being funny. He was acting.
Right.
So look, let's keep that as a through line as we go through what's going on.
Sure. Because
I think it's going to tie in. I think it ties into some things that happened this week. But, it's so simple to me when I watch people perform.
Right.
Where I'm like, just cut it out.
Yeah.
Just literally like tell people you're the best. Right. Just like be like, I'm the best. Ah, man, John Cena is so good at being like funny, but also being like, I'm the best.
Right. I feel like though that's like a new thing for him. Like he's like sort of caught up to like because he was so corny for such a long time, and like he still is corny, but now he's like older.
Yeah.
So now it's like it makes sense that he's sort of like. Dad aged, like kind of corny. So he caught up to his own shit. But yeah, no, I agree.
All right, let's start going through the product, and we're gonna layer this thesis throughout.
Okay.
Yeah.
That the thesis being that you
got Raw, right?
It's right there. Yeah.
Oh, you gave it to me.
Yeah.
You run it. You bring up the topic.
All right. So Alexa Bliss's promo versus Bayley.
That's your top. All right. So let's.
I'm just going show order.
Oh, show order?
Yeah. Well, that's the way I wrote it down.
Oh, okay. But that wasn't the top of the show, though.
Oh, okay. On the list. Then the list that I gleaned from.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine.
I'll argue that it was.
No, I
very,
think that's
very good.
Completely valid. Yeah. Well, let's get into Alexa Bliss. You go.
She,
Alex Newman running the show today.
Can we just appreciate how far she's come?
Yes.
From in a year, like from NXT
I'm sorry I'm interrupting you fast, but I want to tell you something. The best, my favorite female wrestler is Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, easily, right?
It's not even close. Now look, Charlotte's the best,
right?
Charlotte's obviously the best. She's the total package, but she's almost in a league of her own,
right?
She's almost like the lion.
Yeah.
And they're all like, who's just like sleeping all day, like just being like, when you guys like, you know, like when you can challenge me, step up to the plate. Like,
right.
It's like even to put her in the league with these other girls. Yeah. But on the microphone, Alexa Bliss is the best microphone worker of all the women.
I mean, good Lord. Like she ripped Bayley up. I mean, and it's unfair to Bayley because Bayley sucks on the mic. So like, to go up against Alexa Bliss, she got eviscerated.
Yeah, totally.
Completely.
But I will say that Alexa Bliss is so good that this was actually the best Bayley looked on the mic in a long time.
Yeah.
And look, Charlotte, this Nitro is kicking in. I didn't let you say anything.
hey, you run it.
You run it. Well, you're bringing up the topics. You're bringing up the topics. But I'm saying Charlotte, they're pulling the same storyline with Alexa.
Right.
Right? I'm knocking you because you wanted to do this since you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
Same storyline. But it feels better.
Yeah.
And the conversation between the two of them felt like a conversation, not a script they were both reading. Like, Charlotte was not able to pull off the... And look, I'm not knocking Charlotte. She wasn't able to do it because you get nothing from Bayley.
Right. Yeah. It's like, it's like cutting a promo against a chair. Like,
totally. Yeah. And I think, I liked Bayley as the champion, actually, like, because I think we all got worked so hard that, like, she would keep it at Mania. No one thought she was keeping the belt at Mania.
Right.
No one was like, they're going to get behind her at WrestleMania. No one.
No.
I don't think anyone did. No one that I was talking to. So it's like, to keep it on her and, like, just get behind her, I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah.
Just lean in. Yeah.
For sure,
No. We're talking about the women, so it's lean in.
Lean in.
All right.
The thing, and it's so simple. Like, she just, Alexa Bliss, she's an asshole. That's her character.
Totally.
And she can talk like a human being on the mic, the way that a human would talk. Like, because even Charlotte is like, oh, I'm going to talk like this.
Yeah.
Like, nobody speaks like that. And then, she stopped the what chant with the...
That was great. She said,
roasted those marks.
Yeah, like, if you... What did she say? That's in my notes that I left at my audition today.
She goes, oh, really? You're going to play this game? What?
Yeah.
And then she said...
She goes, if you think Alexa's the best, say what?
What?
What? Exactly.
Stupid marks.
Yeah. She's so awesome.
Yeah.
She's great. And, like...
And it's only been a year
she's
since
growing.
She, yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. Like, she was in...
Well, you describe her gimmick as asshole.
Yeah. Well, it's because, I don't want to use a pejorative...
Yeah, but it's like, I think it's okay. You don't want to use a gender-specific insult, but like, you want to say the term bitch, right? But like, it's because like, that character, historically, that's what it is, right? It's like, because it's more like asshole is the male term. So if you want to like, be like, you know, if we want to talk
everyone's
about it.
Got him,
so we'll call everybody an asshole now.
Right.
That'll be what we talk about.
Exactly.
But I thought Jason Shapiro, friend of the show, his way of describing Alexa Bliss was amazing.
What is
he was like, I've said this on the show.
Oh.
You remember when that sorority letter came out?
Oh, her, yeah. Cunt punt.
That sorority letter, she was like, he was like, she's not, her character, she's not like an asshole. Or,
right.
You know, she's not like, it's like, she's the biggest asshole.
Right, yeah.
The worst breed of whatever she is.
Right, yeah.
And that's why it's amazing. And she says, I'm the best. Yeah, keep going.
I guess we'll move on to the next topic.
But in ring, the thing with Alexa is like, the company has, they don't, apparently the reports I read is they don't think she's a good wrestler.
Well, she's only 4'11".
Yeah.
What can she do? Like, she's like, She's the size of a child.
Because she can't flip either. She's not really a high flyer, right, per se. She's small, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
CM Punk fought Brock Lesnar. That makes no sense.
Right.
I guess they're both UFC fighters.
Yeah, yeah, now.
You know what? Let's take a pivot and talk about CM Punk for a second.
All right. Because I actually don't know a whole lot about
this
him.
This is the biggest, whatever. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. The biggest story, you know enough. He's the biggest story of the week about is probably the CM Punk thing. Is that CM Punk is going to be on the, what is that show called? It's like MTV, like Pros versus Hoes or like whatever it is.
Pros versus Jazz.
Yeah. Pro, like that. And he's like, it's Pros versus Champs, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's like Champions of like whatever Road Rules Challenge or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Those guys are now going up against Pros. And he's one of the Pros and he's listed as a UFC fighter.
Huh.
It's, first off, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, CM Punk, man. Like, all right. CM Punk is headed. He's headed down the Bret Hart path. Like,
yeah.
It sucks to say. And he could easily turn around any second. And I'll pop for him so hard. I'd probably suck his dick. But I was saying, like, he's one of the top guys. But best in the world. But seriously, like, CM Punk, I remember Bret, like, Bret Hart, when he got the Montreal Screwjob happened.
Right.
I was like, yo, I can't believe they fucked over Bret like that. You know?
Yeah.
And that Wrestling with Shadows documentary, you seen that?
Yeah, yeah.
When that aired, I was young. I was like really like emotional for Bret. I was like, how could they do this to Bret Hart? Like my hero.
Right.
He's like my hero as a kid. I watched Wrestling with Shadows recently. Actually, I was watching like Hulu and it just started and I just watched it, like auto played.
Right.
Great feature. Tremendous feature. And
the best feature.
I was like, what an asshole, Bret Hart. He's actually like, he's like the kind of guy that I cannot stand.
Yeah.
Like, friends I've had to, like, distance myself from are like Bret Hart.
Which is, like, super negative, is that what?
Yeah, it's, like, negative. It's, like, entitled. Taking themselves too seriously outside the ring.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, Punk and Bret are like that, and they're two of my favorite wrestlers ever. And that's what I'm saying. Taking yourself too seriously in the ring.
Makes sense.
When you do it outside the ring, it translates so hard in the ring.
Right. Oh, yeah. So you're saying, but that's like almost like the dark side, right? Like they commit so hard to their like persona that there's no separation anymore.
Yeah.
So like they're unbearable in real life.
Well, everybody says Hogan is like straight up kayfabe. You know, he did wear the bandana to court.
Yeah.
And they did talk about his dick.
Brother. Yeah, no, he's
Terry Bollea's dick is not 10 inches.
There's no more, like, Hogan is like an AI that has, like, taken over. Like, there's no more Terry Bollea.
Yeah, man.
It's all Hogan.
all right, back to my original point is that, like, CM Punk, it's getting to this point where it's like, you think an MTV show, and, like, you went and did your Make-A-Wish UFC fight.
Right.
Like, that's all good.
Right.
I have a lot of respect for the guy. I've said it for stepping in the octagon. But now it's like, you're going to do that. You're going to do MTV. And then it's like, it's like, you're going to shit on wrestling that hard.
Right.
Like, you think you're, like, too good for wrestling, but you're doing things that are, like, way below it. Come on, man. Like, this is the WWE.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a billion, like, don't insult the dad. They gave you, like, a series. I don't know. I'm getting to this point where I'm like, okay. Like, I'm starting to see Vince and Triple H's side of this thing.
No, I mean, that's interesting because, like, that's kind of, we've talked about CM Punk a little bit before.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I've always felt about him. Like, he's always seemed like an asshole to me. Like, the whole, and what I've seen of him wrestling, it's cool. But then the character itself, I fucking hate. Like, he's just he's like a punk dude, but he listens to Rancid. Like, Rancid is not a punk band. I think I even talked about this on my first episode here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fucking jabroni band to like.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're into punk. And, like,
I don't know, man. I'm a Ruby Soho, Mark.
Yeah, I bet. But, yeah, so, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that, like, everything I see him do, and it makes total sense.
Well, one of the things I recommend to all the jabroni acts out there, right, in the jabroni verse, is I'm coming up with too many terms.
Yeah, you gotta have a glossary.
Too many terms. Erin Finnerty, friend of the show, she reminded me of the word marquetry.
Marquetry. I thought about that the other day. Like, marquetry? I don't participate in marquetry.
Too much marquetry. I'm like, how do I even use that again? That term, marketry.
You said, I think you were like, either you do or do not participate in marketry.
Yeah. Are you one with the marketry? Anyway, so yeah, like, so punk is going on like Road Rules Challenge. It's like, it's a reverse Miz.
It is.
It's like, you know, everyone's saying it. It's not even a popular. It's not even an original point. Every person is texting me, be like, right. "Yo, it's a reverse Miz." It's like. But, like, seriously, come on. Miz is set up to headline WrestleMania next year, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and, like, come on. I get that you're done with the business, but everyone's chanting your name all the time. We're not done with you.
Could you imagine?
Can you imagine turning your back on those fans?
Yeah.
It's not like you're, like, Robert Plant. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could you imagine if he came back, though?
He will.
There would be no, yeah. He'll come back when it's too late.
I read a report that says he wants to come back soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He is a pro wrestler. Like, he's going to come back. And, you know me. I'm going to apologize for all this. He'll come back. I mean, he's so good.
Yeah.
He has a real gift. On the gift of gab, baby, on the mic. But it's an X factor. It's one of the
right, for sure.
It's one of the things that makes, like, when I think about why I love wrestling so much all the time. It's like, is being truly great at wrestling is like undefinable. Like,
right.
It's like, it's such a Venn diagram, like, of so many skills,
mm-hmm.
and even then you might not hit it,
right?
Because one of the factors is just. Question mark.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No one even knows what that is. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Because you could say it's charisma, but that's not it.
All right, let's keep going. Back to Raw.
Yeah, so Braun Strowman.
Oh, yeah, Donnie Strowman. Yeah, Donnie Kayfabe. yeah. That's the shirt I think I want. I do Donnie Kayfabe.
You got to get
with my dumb face on it.
Yeah, I mean, he's just one of my favorites ever right now. Like, I'm such a mark for Braun Strowman.
Okay, I'll put you on the spot here about Strowman because everyone loves Strowman right now.
Yeah.
Do you think Strowman has a future? Does he have a long-term free future with his company? Or is he just having a moment?
No, I think so. I think he'll be Universal Champion at some point. I think
that's a prestigious belt.
I know. Yeah.
Where is that belt again? I think it's in Minnesota.
It's in Minnesota. Yeah. It's in Suplex City, Minnesota.
What do you think, bro? Where you think if Lesnar has the belt in his house, do you think he even knows where it is?
No, I think he's eating fucking Easy Mac off it.
He has no idea where it is. He has no idea where it is.
Yeah.
And they have backup belts just in case he doesn't show up with it.
Right.
Or they probably take it from him, right? Because they know he can't even, like, he'll take a shit on it, he'll wipe his ass with it by accident.
Yeah.
He doesn't even care.
But yeah, no, I do. I definitely think he does. Because he's a huge dude who, like, an enormous dude, tremendous dude, who can move like crazy.
Yeah.
And he can talk. And he's young. And he seems to love the business just like as like a fan.
I'm going to attempt a Strowman impression.
Okay.
Roman Reigns is garbage.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's all it is. It's I'm gonna eat you. That's all it is. It's just like that wasn't good, but it sounded better in my head. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, so the dumpster match.
Yeah.
We all got. Right. What was the last time that you remember from a Raw to a Raw, no pay per view in between? People were excited about a match a week in advance.
I mean, never.
Never.
Yeah.
This match was over.
Yeah.
This match was big time over. And it was because he was like, and look, think about how wrestling works. Last week, people were saying, like, it was fucked up. Like, Kalisto got thrown in the trash.
Right.
You know, people were even just saying, like, it was disrespectful, you know.
In the Gaina.
Week later, they let him win. He beat Trump. He beat him.
Yeah. And he debuted.
That booking cool was amazing.
Yeah, cool new outfit.
Yeah. He had like a super Lucha Underground mask.
That's what everyone was saying. It's like.
There's that Drago.
Mucha.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's that guy. Oh, yeah, him too. But the Drago, when I went to the live taping, there's a guy who was almost the exact same mask.
Yeah.
The thing about the mask is that it contours to the face. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it more. It's not a very Lucha mask.
No.
It's more of a horror mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of weird because he's such a face. It's a very bad guy mask.
Yeah, it's kind of a scary, scary mask.
But it's cool because his other mask was just it was Rey Mysterio, like, just it felt a little too much of a knockoff. Yeah.
Something happened in this match, which I love, which is a really giant dude.
Yeah.
Manhandling a little guy, like just because like they can, like they, so like we're gonna take advantage of how strong Strowman is and how little Kalisto is, and he picks him up. It's after the match. Strowman loses. Kalisto's getting beat up. He's on his stomach. Strowman grabs him by like the throat and like picks him up with one hand.
That was incredible.
Straight above his head, and then slams him back.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And then did it like three or four more times.
It was incredible. It was awesome.
It's awesome.
And then the week before, they had two giants fight each other.
Yeah.
This is a lot of just fun shit. It's like we're back in like the 70s wrestling. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. The thing about Strowman is like his booking against Reigns, like he has to win. They know he has to win.
Yeah.
So it's just, we'll just see how they do it. I think he's just going to clean beat Reigns. Reigns can come back from that. It's
for
not
sure.
a big deal.
I was thinking to
unless Lesnar shows up, which I think I heard Lesnar could show up during that match.
At Payback?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen him. He has the belt. Like, he's got to pop in every once in a while, right? I don't know. Strowman's killing it. That's all. What's next on the docket?
Next on the docket is just, the Samoa Joe and the club.
Yeah.
I popped real hard when they two-sweeted each other during that promo.
Yeah.
And I love that kind of backstage. I miss that shit where it's like backstage promos talking shit before the match.
Yeah.
And those three are just so good at it. And I'm hoping that because it was it? It was Rollins, Balor, and Big Cass.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that eventually Balor's going to make his way over to the club and we're going to have a thing there.
Yeah. Gallows and Anderson are hilarious.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah.
They're like so much better in backstage segments than they can't get any heat in the ring. Right. I don't know what, like, their moves are good. I like calling them nerds. I don't know.
Butt nugget.
Okay, call them a butt nugget. That was in my notes, right? Who did he call butt nugget?
I forget.
Rollins?
Rollins, I think.
Yeah. Oh, definitely Enzo is who he called the butt nugget.
Yes, yeah.
Call them butt nugget. That was pretty funny. It was good. It's just, look, the big story of this match is Rollins' new finish, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
It's like a Rainmaker kick. Right, like he like
yeah,
kind of spins
I guess because he's holding his arm.
Yeah,
so it's like a Rainmaker is that clothesline from hell where you're holding their wrist.
Yeah,
I guess.
So he does it with a kick. It's all right. I feel like
it's
a knee. Yeah, a knee. Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like he's a strong enough guy. He can like do high flying stuff that like I kind of want something else. But yeah, it's cool looking.
I think first off, he's got to drop the pedigree.
Yeah,
like I agree.
Right.
I mean, the solution is the curb stomp.
Right.
He already has a great finish.
They can't
do
it anymore.
It makes no sense why they can't do it. Yeah, apparently Vince said that he could imagine, like, when Stephanie and Shane were kids, them doing it to each other. You know what
so
I mean?
He
doesn't want kids to do it if Rollins is going to be, like, a big face in the company.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's, like, all moves.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Why is that one worse than another one? You know what I mean? Like,
does he not know that, like, kids are powerbombing each other off of roofs?
I agree. Like, don't call it the curb stomp.
Sure.
Because that, like, just reminds me of, like, American History X. Like,
yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
They can not call it the curb stomp.
Call it the face turn.
Yeah, sure.
Done.
Call it the Rollins, smasher. Like, whatever. Who cares? But here's my deal with this finish, okay?
Yeah.
And you guys know, this is the kind of stuff that I get very into. It was very not fluid.
Right.
It was very clunky.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like a finish.
Well, yeah, like physically, like I was trying to imagine like how you would do that, and it's tough to even like...
I think that the first thing that's got to go is the wrist hold.
Yeah.
For that move. I like the wrist hold for the Rainmaker. I like it, but for that move, it's got to be like you pop into it.
Right.
You know? I guess he grabs the back of the head. That's part of what makes it like a little more devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of jumps to the side a little bit, so it kind of looks a little cool.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's not just like a regular knee. It's like it makes it a little special. I think he's got to do it off the ropes.
Sure, yeah.
And I think also he could add an element of like Austin Aries' elbow, maybe do a spin.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like maybe make it like more fluid. Like right now for that to just be to set it up like it's a power move, but then it's just a knee, it won't work.
No.
It's got to be a snap move. It has to have RKO appeal.
For sure, yeah, out of nowhere.
Yeah. Also, he speaking of RKO, one thing he could do is get, like, when he's going to do it, like, he's waiting for him to stand up, he could have a hype around setting it up, and that could be, like, getting to go, drop it to a knee or something where if he jumps up even higher,
right,
it looks like it has more impact.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like a almost like a Superman punch, but a knee.
Totally.
Yeah.
But right now, it's he can't do it out of nowhere. The way he did it was, the way he did it was this. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
He stood in, they both stood in line.
Right.
He held his wrist, spun him around, and then went into the knee. Yeah. So I think he's thinking that the whip is like adds more to it, but it just makes it clunky.
Right. Well, I think physiologically speaking, as a doctor.
Yeah, totally.
The point where you're pulling them towards you can't be higher than the limb you're hitting them with.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have to then clear that your arm to hit him with your knee. The Rainmaker works because it's your other arm, and it's you can just kind of pull them towards it. But the knee, you're not. It's never going to look good if you have to go through your own wrist.
And let's parlay that into the next element, which is that Rollins is very lost.
Yeah.
He's very lost, and I really think, look, I talk about this a lot. I think Stone Cold buried him. Like, Stone Cold, I don't know if you saw this, Stone Cold on his podcast called out Rollins for his characters being not good.
Oh, wow.
He's like, the guy's really talented, but, like, what is he? I don't know. He's like, he needs to really define that character. And it, I think he incepted in everybody's mind. And that's actually my beef with Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Another guy, I have beef with him, but if he came in here, probably suck his dick, but, he's Stone Cold. He always talks about guys not grabbing the brass ring or whatever. Right. And my thing is that, like, I'm like, come on, man, these guys are getting, like, scripted promos. Like, right. I wish he was more of an advocate for the wrestlers.
Yeah.
He almost has, like, a Vince vibe or something.
Well, he's like confusing the eras. Like, it's not like it was. Like, it's.
Yeah.
You can't go into business for yourself to, like.
He's coming off as, like, a little dated. Yeah. A little bit, because my thing about Stone Cold that I love is he still watches. He's still involved. It's awesome. Like, The Rock's not
hell
involved
of a
like
match.
That. Yeah. Those guys had a hell of a match.
Hell of a match. I just don't know.
I love it. So I'm knocking him, but I'm not. But it's like, I it's the same thing when he, like. When he interviewed Ambrose and I felt like he buried him, we talked about that, remember?
Yeah.
It's like, do that behind the scenes.
Right.
And maybe he does, and I'm not giving him credit, but I'm like, go up to Rollins and be like, I think your character needs a little work.
Mm-hmm.
He would appreciate that over really not appreciating that. When you're literally arguably the best wrestler of all time and you shoot on them.
Yeah.
It incepts everybody.
Absolutely.
I immediately like Rollins a little less.
Yeah.
Because this business is fake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Rollins is probably my favorite wrestler,
right.
And I like him a little less because Stone Cold said so.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's like something about that where it's like it's a little like reckless of him.
Right.
Just to like get some podcast ratings. Like you're a fucking bajillionaire. You know, I don't know.
It happened to me with the Ambrose thing. Like, I had the Ambrose T-shirt. I was, you know.
You liked him a little less.
A little less.
He got punked out by Stone Cold.
Yeah, absolutely.
He did.
Yeah. It happened immediately.
Immediately.
Like, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I think Ambrose is on an uptick.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. I think Ambrose is on an uptick.
I don't know. I don't know
new,
if he
hot, can... not Asian wife.
Yeah.
Renee Young.
I just hope that he can overcome the, like, because he just fits so easily in, fourth most, like, seen dude. Like, he's just kind of, the beat. Like,
I mean, you know I'm not an Ambrose Mark.
I know.
I'll never be an Ambrose Mark.
Right.
But I think he is on an upswing.
Yeah. No, I hope so. I still have my shirt. So
they defined him as a guy who's like not about the glitz, not about the glam. He's all about just like, I just love wrestling. I love entertaining people. And like, I love getting hurt for them.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool.
Did you see, you don't watch Botchamania, but there was when he's like talking to Miz and he's like, I like getting my nose broken.
Yeah.
I like black guys.
Yeah.
He said black guys. It is like focused on him saying, I love black guys. I love
black guys.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Oh, classic.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. So Rollins is like, look, Rollins, the Samoa Joe feud does, like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure what they're doing with him. If you think about it.
Well, he has no goals anymore.
Since he's came back, his Mania match was great. I thought he was awesome at Mania. It looked super cool. But again, he has no goals. You're right. And also, like, when he was a heel, he's lost.
Yeah.
He'll get it back because he's amazing.
Exactly, yeah. But, yeah, it's just he needs, I mean, who knows? Maybe the feud with him and Joe will, we have to see where it goes, right? Like, but,
yeah. All right, keep going.
So I guess, I don't know. What else fucking happened? Oh, Matt Hardy versus Sheamus. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, the Hardys just like, I mean, today on, you know, we're the Hounds of Merch here.
Yeah.
And although we call ourselves the Hounds of Merch, but I have no merch.
Yeah.
And all I am is I'm just making other people money.
Right.
That's fine. We will have merch. And not only that, there's discussions of changing the podcast.
I've heard on the last episode.
There is discussions
of it. My interest.
I'm gonna run the name by you after we go off the air because I don't want to run names.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you.
Although maybe we'll have a sweepstakes. I actually still have a shirt to give away, John Morrison shirt. I have it to give away. It's a very dope shirt.
There's some posters here too.
Yeah. Oh, they're still here?
Yeah.
Dope. Good. All right. So we were talking about what?
Matt Hardy. So I think Hardys are gonna
They sell this dumb pendant, is what I'm saying again.
I think that they're gonna go broken soon.
Yeah.
Reason is Matt Hardy is tweeted something yesterday.
Yeah.
Where that the celestial voices are coming to me again, and it kind of implies that like maybe they're making some progress on that. But because I think it's predicated on whatever lawsuit or them like acquiring TNA, we're gonna know like weeks.
It just
ahead.
Sucks because I hate the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
Like, I love the Broken Hardys.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate the Hardy Boys. I've always hated the Hardy Boys.
Anybody?
I thought they stuck. Yeah. I passed Matt on the street one time and was like, oh, he's a fucking idiot. Like, and like, now I think Matt's the best. I'm like, he's the best. And like, I'm like, no, not the Hardy Boys. No way.
Yeah. Because I think you nailed it. Last week,
I always nail it
with like 40-year-old ravers. Like that's their
40-year-old. That Phil said that.
Oh, Phil said that.
Phil said that. They're like the 40-year-old ravers. I love it. There is an awesome video of King Maxwell at home when he's watching his dad on Raw and he's flipping out.
It's
his 1-year-old kid just like sees his dad on the TV and he's dancing.
It's the kind of thing.
It's cute.
That's what I love about wrestling. In like 18 years. That kid's gonna be a wrestler.
Oh, no
question.
All
that history.
That kid will probably be like WWE champion.
Yeah,
yeah.
With all that history.
Well, Jeff Hardy has a girl.
Oh,
she might be like the most extreme. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Evil Knievel, his son like was a stunt man also, mm-hmm. right? Like
yeah,
they always.
Can't.
Yeah, you can't escape your lineage.
Bob Dylan, Jacob Dylan.
yeah. That's true. Jacob. Hey. That one album's real good. That Wallflowers album,
Defined a Generation.
Yeah. It was a really good album. It's like, I don't know. I think would you? I mean, veer into music for a second.
Right.
Would you like that? I'm not saying that Wallflowers album. It's not like your style or whatever. But that album is like has like a lot of good songs on it.
Yeah,
like a lot of them.
Yes.
And then they've had no other good songs or no hits.
Right. Well, a lot of times what happens with a band. I can speak from authority.
Yeah.
Is that the first album they put out is amazing because it's the album they've been writing like their entire
10
life,
years, right?
You know? And then they shoot their load and then second album time comes. It's like, well, what are we doing?
Yeah. But would you kill, I'm just saying quick, would you like to have, if you could have one album that's considered that good that really holds up?
Uh huh.
I'll make myself vulnerable. I think that album's really good.
Okay.
Like when those songs come on, like if I hear like one headlight, very into it.
Uh-huh.
Or would you want to have like a longer career and like spread out your hits?
Oh. Longer career.
Yeah.
Probably. Cause
I'm not talking about one hit wonder. I'm talking about one album greatness. Like, you know what I mean?
Wait, so you're saying like either have one album that's great.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of bands that had like one good album.
And then fall off. Or have like all great albums?
Yeah.
That one.
No, not all great albums. I'm just saying like, or just be like a one good single, an album.
Oh.
I guess it doesn't matter.
I'll tell
anymore.
You what. I'll
anyway,
tell you what,
it is too
whatever
much.
Makes all me
right,
the
we're
most,
veering. We're
whatever
veering.
Makes me the most money. That's what I want.
Well, WWE, they put out the most hits in my, I would say.
Yeah.
In my every song it makes good, except for Jinder Mahal's song. All right. Yeah, cool. All right. So let's move on to SmackDown. If we missed anything on Raw, I think we covered everything. Yeah. So SmackDown. Well, all right, so it starts off with Shinsuke. So, all right, two things here. Look, people were real hard on Ziggler.
Yeah.
On the thread.
Really? I loved it.
Okay, good. Go.
I
think, like, my first thought was just, like, everyone was bad. The thread was just like, this is bad. On the Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page, I got to stop drinking this fucking Stumptown before the show. I get jacked up. I can handle my coffee, but this stuff is next level.
This is like the Finn Balor demon version of Dan.
Oh, yeah. It's like, imagine if every episode I wear the paint, not just the leather. okay. So, you know the thing about the demon, by the way? I know I'm veering. This is part of the Stumptown. Jeff Hardy invented the demon.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Willow, I think, was
The Willow, but also just the paint. Jeff Hardy, right, like, would paint himself only for pay-per-views.
Oh, right.
His
face
paint.
You're right.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Okay, so what were we talking about? Man.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, my God. Shinsuke.
Yeah.
So people were really hard on Ziggler. I was just like, guys, we're going to knock the guy in the ring who can speak English. The guy in the ring who, the other guy's saying legit nothing.
Right.
And the other guy is saying the whole thing it's very hard to perform with no one who says anything.
Yeah.
Now, obviously I'm biased. I'm very biased here. But I was
show.
Like, everyone's being really hard. And then giving Shinsuke a complete pass. He doesn't speak the language of WWE.
Right. Well, so I think what I loved about Ziggler was he did some real heel shit, which was go a little racist and be like, for those of you who don't understand Japanese, like cutting him off and like talking for him.
That was the right level of racism.
Yeah, it was just a hint, you know?
A touch, a dab of racism.
And I loved that because like that to me is like what like Stone Cold means, right?
Yeah.
Like grabbing the brass ring. Like do something a little edgy.
Yeah.
Just a little edgy. Just to like
like Austin Aries with a banana.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Make a dick joke with a banana.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like Shinsuke, so I feel bad for him because they're doing this like artist like thing.
Yes.
But I do like this. I thought it kind of dawned on me. By the time they actually fight, people are gonna be foaming at the mouth for it. Because all they want is for Nakamura to fight.
Yeah.
And they've been trotting him out to do these like talking segments, which he can't do. And so they're just like edging us to like, you know.
Well, I'm a little bummed about a couple things.
Uh-huh.
I'm bummed that I thought it was funny at first and then it dawned on me what I didn't like. I don't like that Ziggler's pretending he doesn't know who Shinsuke is.
Mm.
That's in the writing, not on him. He's like, oh, who are you? It's funny to do, but I've done that in improv scenes, and then I go, oh, fuck, I wish I knew this person.
Right.
It's similar to that.
Yeah.
Because there's actual fuel there, which is like, oh, they love you from NXT, but you can't say anything.
Right.
But he can't. Not, but he already set himself up to be like, I never heard of you.
Right, yeah. So now he has to now not know as much as he actually knows about it.
Yeah, and they were teasing this thing that, like, Ziggler hates NXT guys or something.
Right.
They were like, there was a couple things happened, like, he said something. I don't remember. Something happened when he was like up against like Corbin. They were teasing that, and I thought that was kind of a cool angle to go.
Yeah.
But then it's just like a little bit like, I'm just going to hotshot you. I just don't like you.
Yeah.
And it's a little vague where we can hit on something authentic here.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's, what was it? They slotted him as one of the old era, right? And he didn't like new era guys.
Right. So, but the whole thing with Ziggler is that Ziggler is too good to go to NXT.
Right.
He's just too gifted that he went to development for like 10 seconds.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what Baron Corbin's claiming, but it's not true.
Not true.
But it's actually true of Dolph Ziggler.
Right. Yeah. I got to give Shinsuke a break though, man. Like he's like.
Look, you're a Shinsuke mark. You're also an NXT mark. You're a big time NXT guy.
NXT mark.
NXT is like. Well, NXT has you worked.
Yeah.
NXT has you big time worked. You're a punk guy. You're a guy who's like on the, you know, that you didn't like mainstream music, like, right? Like,
uh-huh.
You were a fringe, you were a fringe guy.
So you're saying NXT is like a confirmation bias.
And Dean Ambrose is your guy. I know your type.
Okay. You got your thumb on me?
I got you pegged. You're not an original guy. You're a jabroni. No. I think it's, I actually think it's cool. Right? Like you're digging Aleister Black, right?
I'm so ready.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm like, this guy stinks.
Fuck off.
All right. So, okay. Wait. Because I don't want Aleister Black. I want He's taking himself too seriously. I want Braun Strowman. But it's okay. There's room for both.
Yeah.
There's room for different kinds of jabroniacs, different kind of marks. You know, we talk about diversity, and everyone's missing the point with diversity. It's not about color. It's not about creed.
Uh-huh.
All right? It's about the kind of wrestler you like.
Right.
Okay? Everyone, it's like, what kind of wrestler do you like? You know what I mean? Right. We just need different kinds. So what I'm saying is that that's cool that you're drawn to that. But the thing about you get worked about NXT is that, like, NXT is like, what's an analogy for this? It's like
if you're going
Pepsi right, pretending they're like, I don't know, like a local soda.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Like it's a like town treat.
It's like when you find out that like Chipotle is owned by like McDonald's or like whatever. You know, it's like Southpaw wrestling is like KFC.
Right.
You're like, oh, here's this cool thing, but you're like, oh, it's KFC.
Right.
NXT is like WWE just buying the indie scene.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I mean,
you know what I mean?
There is like a gentrification, like kind of like shittiness to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. That's not the point. NXT is great.
Right.
But like for me, I'm trying to cut that thing where like I'm like focused on the main roster and I'm like, what works? Like to me, I'm like, I cannot see how the Revival works on the main roster and I'm sticking to it. Shinsuke, I can see him working.
Yeah.
But he can't. He's got to get on this microphone.
Right.
And either he's got to be on the microphone or he needs a mouthpiece. The language barrier is a problem.
It's huge. Yeah.
And Ziggler had to pull a lot of weight and people came down on Ziggler. That's the shit that I can't tolerate.
Right.
We're going to just be like, and I had some problems with some of the things Ziggler did. Not like big problems, but I was like, oh, but we're going to just give this guy complete immunity.
Right.
Because he's like an NXT guy. That's annoying.
Well, no, I mean, I'm giving him some immunity because he's Japanese and he's like doing pretty good for how well he can speak.
Right.
And like, I feel like.
But I'm saying if the booking is going to be the other guy carries it, that's tough.
Right.
You think about all my big complaint ever is when one guy's doing all the work. Mm-hmm. It's like when Undertaker's not going to show up and Bray has to push that whole feud leading into 31.
Right.
It was like, okay. And then he loses.
Right.
Seth, Triple H is going to bury Seth for a whole fucking year with a storyline that barely makes sense.
Right.
And you're not going to show up. And then Seth Rollins, you're gonna waste healthy Seth Rollins on a non-feud.
Right. No, you're right.
You're going to book him in like a, I don't, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Right. I will, though, make a case for the Revival, just tangentially.
Oh, my God. You're such an NXT
Here's what's going to, no, but here's what it is. They're.
You don't even believe they're hurt.
I don't even think they're hurt.
Yeah.
So the way that they call their matches and like structure their matches.
Yeah.
They're just so good at drawing people in and like having it paced so that by the time it's over, you're like just so ready for like that finish and to see how it ends. Like
I agree.
They're just so I think that's going to carry them through. The American Alpha doesn't do that, and that's why they're in Jabroniville right now.
They're very much in the Jabroni status.
And who else? Who else is in that tag division? The Ascension.
What should we call it? The Jabroni Pond?
The Jabroni
Pond. What are they in? The Jabroni? called it the Jabroni Pool. It's like they're Jabroni status.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the Jabroniarium.
Yeah, but like, they're in that's a Jabroni Aquarium?
Yeah.
They're swimming with the fishes. Revival, I've seen them wrestle live like 10 times at this point. They're great.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just talking about the fact that it's the same thing as the main roster is different. The comedy works in the indie scene. This works there. It doesn't work when it's the main show. You know, we're talking about a different beast. So Shinsuke is clearly very over, but this segment was not hot.
Right.
The entrance was hot.
Right.
So if he needs a mouthpiece or something, I don't know. Well, he's wearing a mouthpiece.
Right.
He's a literal mouthpiece.
Right.
Yeah. But, okay, so one knock, just so I'm not so biased. Ziggler, I thought he leaned too hard into the Michael Jackson thing.
Yeah, I didn't know where he was going.
I liked that he called him Michael Jackson, but then the metaphor went on a little too long. But again, he's filling mic time against a guy who's not responding.
Right.
The whole thing was booked like you don't get to say anything.
True. Yeah, he even interrupted. The whole point was that he interrupted him about to speak.
So it's like they're trying to be loose off there, but you can't yes end each other because there's nothing to yes end.
Right.
So I think that was a tough spot to be in. That being said, I'm excited to see that match. Why are they not wrestling?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's on purpose. It's so that by the time, all we want is to see them fight. And the longer that they trot Shinsuke out, do his whole song, don't let him talk, don't let them fight, by the time the match comes, it's going to be red hot.
Totally. I mean, why doesn't Ziggler's going to be this, like, why not make Ziggler, like, he should be like vulnerable, like he should be like super kicking Japanese fans, like like there should be, if there's gonna be, why not have Ziggler, like why not give him someone to pop off of if it can't be Shinsuke?
You know what I would do? I would send Ziggler to Japan to like interview people on the street and like, you know, do you know who Shinsuke Nakamura is?
Yeah,
no one here knows who Shinsuke Nakamura is.
And look, I agree. That's amazing. They should do that. But that might come off a little Jesse Waters, but who's one, the biggest jabroni is Jesse Waters, by the way.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and one of my best friends is very close friends with him. I hate it. Anyway, so I'm saying the problem with Ziggler, that segment, is the thing we were talking about at the top of the show.
Yeah.
Is like, that character, you can be pepper in the comedy, but then we need the fire also.
Right.
We also need to be like, because I'm the best, and we need you super kicking people and being evil, and like, it needs to be like more maniac comedy.
Yes.
And so it was a little bit like, I'm just going to be funny, and I thought some of it was funny. He had that comment that was like, you're the weird one in the Jacksons.
Yeah.
You're the weird one. There was some stuff that was making me laugh.
Yeah.
But it was like, there wasn't, the segment was nothing.
Right.
It was like, just go out there. It almost felt like somebody didn't make it in time and they were like, just go out there.
Right.
You know? Cool. What else happened at SmackDown?
Naomi versus Charlotte.
Charlotte. That was the main event.
Yeah.
Which was actually cool. I didn't like care about this match at all because I think Naomi's a jabroni.
Okay.
Naomi does nothing for me.
Right.
I'm attracted to her. I think she's an attractive lady.
Well, everyone there is attractive.
Yeah. I'm just saying, as a character, I'm like, well, I don't know what this is. So you're into glow sticks?
Yeah.
Like, well, are you a raver? Like, it's like, if I was like, if, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what that is.
I don't think the character is for us.
It's for kids.
Well, yeah, it's for kids, and it's you know, I think the whole glow thing, it's not for...
It appears to be over.
Right.
But it's more like the trend of glowing hair popped, and then they were like this, you know, let's do that. Anyway, so this match, I will say, they didn't congratulate themselves that the main event was a woman's match.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It was just usually, like, oh, this is the main event. Oh, that match is the main event.
Yeah.
You know, at first my thought was like, oh, all right. They always like to like just blow women's matches as main events on SmackDowns and Raws. But I was like, no, they didn't like, it was like, oh, no, this is actually the best match on this card. So it should be the main event.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Absolutely.
I think that division is so bad.
Yeah.
I think it's so bad. Alexa Bliss is the best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who, you know, you have Charlotte there against Naomi. Like, who cares about that? Who could she wrestle next?
Right.
Like Carmella?
Yeah. Well, yeah, now they have the welcoming committee. That's the stable name.
I got to say, I enjoy that Ellsworth is just, I thought of an idea for Ellsworth. Yeah. Ellsworth's just in the women's division, which I love. I actually think that, like, they should do a segment where he goes, like, I want to be officially in the women's division. Like, you're not a woman. And then he goes like, all right, but I am a diva. And then he's the last diva.
Oh, my God.
That'd be so funny if it was Ellsworth, the last diva. And he's the only diva, and he carries the diva's belt.
The butterfly belt.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That'd
be the best. WWE's going to catch wind of that book if they can get past all my criticism.
Right, yeah.
By the way, this is a mark. We're Mark and I.
Yeah.
I'm a mark. I thought of that booking. But yeah, that's it. All right. SmackDown. Randy Orton
Yeah, Eric Rowan. Yeah, I mean, whose music sucks.
Yeah, is it like what is that? That what is that? A mandolin?
It's like a banjo mandolin, like with like weird like bink, bink. Tinker bells.
Wink bink. I don't know. Something. Bink, yeah, yeah. Whatever. Yeah,
that's like he's like fully like I actually superstars or like a main event. Yeah. Like Saturday morning wrestling character.
It's very weird because they have like Randy Orton as the face against Jinder Mahal, but I'm very much rooting for Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, me too.
But I like Randy Orton as the champion on SmackDown for the same reason. I said it last week, and I really feel it. Oh, we didn't talk about Miz Ambrose segment that much. It was pretty forgettable. I mean, like it was the through line of the show, but it's the same reason I don't like Miz on Raw. It's like Miz belongs on Raw.
Right.
And he opens it up. It feels like classic Raw. He's losing that thing where he's like up, he's on the cool show, but he's like old school.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it's cool that Randy's the champ because it's like the land of opportunity, but Randy Orton is the champion.
Right.
But he's a face. That's what it doesn't bleed. If Randy Orton came out as a heel, which they can just switch it soon or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was just like, yeah, like whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'm still awesome. This is the land of opportunity. Yeah, it looks like it, but I'm still the champion. I'm still the best.
Also, all lives matter.
Yeah. Well, that is his actual belief.
Yeah.
You can't blame him. I had a thought today. He doesn't understand the intricacies of that.
No,
all lives matter sounds sexy to like a wrestler.
Right.
They're like, oh, it's everyone. So it's not just black. It's all. They don't understand.
Oh, no. I think he specifically knows and understands and is saying it because he thinks that like Blue Lives Matter and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
I had a thought about his character. I think, you know, Florida Man? You familiar with Florida Man?
No.
So Florida Man is like a Twitter where they take headlines of like, you know, like, oh, Florida Man kills wife, eats alligator, whatever. It's like crazy shit.
Yeah.
He's Florida Man.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, he's like this, like, that
that's
character.
Really funny. Is it the headlines always start with Florida Man?
Florida
does
Man
this?
Does this, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So they make it like a superhero, but he's Florida Man.
Yeah. I guess like I'm giving them people are more dangerous than I give them credit for. That's probably how I comfort myself is like that there's an ignorance, but it's not ignorance. It's like little, it's like deliberate ignorance.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the sad part. I like to think that Randy Orton's like, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, but all of them do. Oh, yeah. All lives matter.
Imagine
it
Randy
counts
Orton,
blacks.
Imagine Randy Orton like thinking like thoughtfully about, but all lives do matter. But Black Lives Matter too.
Well, he does hear voices in his head. True, I mean, is the voice in his head black, a black man? I doubt it.
Yeah.
He's not a progressive dude.
No.
Anyway, so it was SmackDown. Yeah, so with the women's division, Randy Orton in the match, whatever. But Jinder Mahal, I thought he did great.
Yeah.
I think Jinder Mahal, first off, he looks so awesome.
Yeah.
I really dug the turban this week. Again, I didn't get to the bottom. Somebody posted, I was saying, like, they said that there is like a casual version of Sikh. Someone was saying that, they wear the turban a little more casually.
Because
I was like, I hope that's not like, I hope he wants to wear it.
Right.
That like WB's not like, wear a turban, it'll get you over as a heel.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody hates a turban in middle America. You can tell that Jinder Mahal's not that sharp on the mic.
Right.
But I thought he was bad on Talking Smack last week. Really bad. Really boring.
Yeah.
Really, like, stiff.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, they would ask him questions. He would, like, not answer it. When they acknowledged the Bollywood boys, he couldn't think of, like, a slick way to, like, get around that.
Right.
He just, like, ignored it. But then in the ring, he came out real angry.
Yeah.
Real hot. I thought his promo was getting real heat from the crowd. It would help if Orton was over more as a face. But I don't know if he is. He was during I don't know. I'm digging Jinder with the Bollywood boys. I think it's cool. I think they should give him the title.
Why not? Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say because that is the real title.
Yeah.
If it's the universal title, it's like a little more leeway, but it's like, is he really like championship caliber? Like, not yet. He's got a jabroni of a finish.
Yeah.
He hasn't had any good matches. You don't even remember it. It's like a cobra clutch into a backslam. I don't know.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's kind of like a shitty rock bottom.
Oh,
okay. But one thing I don't like stealing the belt.
No. Yeah.
I don't like that move in general.
Yeah, because it's like, why doesn't everybody do it? right? Like,
and if all you care about is having the belt, like, it makes it stupid. Like,
right.
You want to be the champion. You don't want, like, the belt.
Just to have the belt. You can buy that belt on the WWE shop.
Yeah, like, I think when Ambrose did it that time, it was cool because he, like, thought he was the—he was, like, he got shafted out of a match.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, he took the belt because he was like, I won that match, and then there was a technicality why he didn't win.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like that, but just to take it, it's like, it's just—
Right.
He's, like, talking about how smart he is and how much education he has, but he doesn't care about being champion. He cares about just having the belt,
right.
The tangible
the
belt.
Accessory, yeah.
It's like, be a little consistent. I think also— I like the wealth thing. I love condescending to the WWE universe.
Oh, yeah.
But
they
why not actually? He's not condescending to them. He's just yelling.
Right. Like, he should, yeah, like really rip into them for being middle
bring
of
up
America.
Some statistics.
Like, yeah.
Talk about like type 2 diabetes.
Right.
Like,
right?
Right. Like, he's like jacked up. Just talk about how like you're all like getting your feet cut off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
or you compare like the education. Like, you know, me and my family come here, we work in this industry, we do that.
Yeah, like, what's your excuse?
What do
you're
you
just
do?
Watching
yeah.
me. You're a bunch of spectators. I'm from India, which is almost no opportunity there.
Yeah.
We're paid, like, cents on the dollar for the same work. And, like, I'm in the ring and you're booing me?
Right.
You're just booing yourself. Like, smarter takes.
Yes.
Not just angry Indian.
Right.
That's what it is right now.
Right, yeah. Pissed off Punjabi.
Yeah. Yeah. Pissed off Punjabi. He's one pissed off Punjabi. cool. Anything else?
AJ Styles, Baron Corbin.
Great match.
Great.
AJ Styles is so good.
Dude, I was watching old AJ Styles clips, like, of, like, cool moves he does.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
Like, oh,
that
the
guy,
TNA thing.
That
I saw
is,
I posted that, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably saw it anyway. Everyone was posting it. It's incredible. We haven't even touched, like, 10% of, like, he has, like, that thing where it's, like, you know, your brain can do more. Like,
yeah.
AJ can do more. You're only using 10% of your AJ.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens when you book him with fucking Shane McMahon, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, you wasted, what a wasted year for AJ. Anyway,
right.
I'm still mad about that.
You should be. I am.
All right, so... So AJ, they had a great match. They're setting up for Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens didn't have a match, right?
No, he was just there commentating.
I was bummed about that. I was hoping he would keep those open challenges going.
He was really funny.
The face of America.
Yeah, he was really funny on at the table, though.
Yeah.
He was. he said to Byron, he's like, you're actually making me miss Michael Cole because you're that bad. Like, do you realize how bad that makes you?
Yeah, that was really good. I love the face of I was hoping he would do another squash.
Yeah.
Like another open challenge.
Gary Gandy.
From Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. All right. So a couple things out of the ring. And we got this pay-per-view coming up. I don't know. What, House of Horrors match?
Whatever.
Sounds
that is.
Like I'm actually kind of interested to see what it's going to be.
Bray's going to lose.
It's going to be a final deletion, right?
Yeah, probably.
And then it'll bleed into the ring?
Is it going to be out of...
Yeah, it bleeds into the ring.
And then they come in. There's probably going to be more of those like projections.
Yeah.
On the...
Who cares about this pay-per-view? Hopefully we get past it. Yeah. And then let's just see Randy Jinder. Let's build that. Let's like build the thing. These guys are getting in the ring looking at a guy and talking about someone on another show.
Yeah. I feel so bad for Bray Wyatt, though. I don't know.
He's the most shafted wrestler of all time.
Of all time.
But whatever. He got the championship belt, so whatever.
Yeah. But...
Moro officially left WWE.
Yeah.
That's a piece of news that
he got bullied.
Yeah. So, or parts way with WWE. JBL Man. Statement. JBL had a statement?
I didn't. He's like, you know, I don't give a goddamn what he thinks.
I mean, God, watch. I've never been really much of a JBL mark, but like, you watch JBL and Talking Smack this week, like, he's clearly a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's clearly like a gaslighting, like, classic.
He's a Fox News analyst.
Yeah.
I've seen him on there before. He's like... He's just of that ilk.
Moro said it had nothing to do with JBL. But, I mean,
that's
whatever.
Just,
I see JBL's value, and I see why WWE protects JBL from this new guy. Anyway, so that happened. Baron Corbin got suspended.
Did he? When?
By kayfabe suspended.
Oh, okay.
He beat up Sami Zayn during Talking Smack, and he probably wanted a week off or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Shane tweeted that he's suspended for that. There's no like story there.
You're
I hope he never
suspended.
Comes back.
Suspended.
I hope he never comes back. Baron Corbin is like one of the most like least deserving overachieving wrestlers. Like
I mean, I liked him for a moment.
He had like a hot 2 weeks.
Yeah, where I was like, okay. But yeah, now it's like,
well, what happened was is that like Ryan Nemeth came in here and buried him.
That's what it was,
and that really just killed him for me.
Yeah,
like he was like being really selective about who he was shooting on.
I was sitting right here.
Yeah, right. You were here. Yeah, you were here. And when he shot on him, he wasn't talking shit about anybody.
No.
And he immediately was just like, that guy's an asshole. Yeah. And I was like, oh, all right, well,
cry baby, suck up.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, sweet. Well, I think we covered it all, right? You feel good?
So. I feel great.
You feel good? I let you run the show for like 4 seconds and then the fucking stump town paste it. Look, the show, me and Zig, we're gonna talk. We got some cool, we're going to possibly changing the title of the show. Maybe get a new graphic. Things are happening here.
Okay.
Okay? So don't worry. No one's worried. I don't know why I'm saying that. No one's worried. No, but we're going to do some cool stuff. And one thing we're going to try to, we're going to start getting your voice involved in the show. So I'm excited for that. You as the cows, the jabroniacs. All right, hey, keep watching wrestling. Kisses. You feel good? You want to plug? You want to plug your Twitter or something?
At Coco Be Woke. Also, I'm working with a dude named Adam Ward, who's a Lego master builder.
Oh,
and
fuck!
So we have a web series, season 3 and 4. We just shot of Brick by Brick. It's called. Season 1 and 2 are out already. He just had to build cool shit with Legos. Fun for the whole family.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Brick X Brick, Brick by Brick.
Brick X Brick on YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube. It's produced by Soul Pancake.
Oh, that sounds dope.
Yeah.
Not doing anything with Legos. Follow me on Twitter at DBlackAttack. Give us 5 stars. Tell your friends. You know, the biggest thing you can do for the show is word of mouth. If you enjoy the show, tell your friends who like wrestling about the show and tell them to join our Facebook group and get in part of the discussion. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.